Late one night, I was driving down the road. My motorcycle suddenly stopped. I was in a weird part of town. I didn't know where I was. I needed help, so I walked down the cracked street. The wind was breezy, and I could hear a spooky noise in the woods. I was very worried. As I walked down the cracky road, finally I saw a brown house ahead. It looked creepy and creaky. I thought to myself, I should go there because it looks kind of scary. I started to walk past it, but it was the only house I had seen for miles. I was so scared, but I got up enough guts to walk down the crooked pathway toward the front door. I heard sounds. I thought I heard a loud moan. My heart was beating fast. I looked up at the broken windows. Maybe it was my imagination, but I thought I saw red eyes glowing in the darkness. I wanted to run, but I remembered that I had to help to find my way home. I went onto the old porch. It creaked when I stepped on it. My hand was shaking. As I reached for the doorknob, I heard a weird voice whisper, "Come here." No one was there. I was shaking. A voice inside my head said, "Don't go in," but for some reason, I stepped quietly through the door, entering the spooky house. When I walked in, I saw a shadow by the stairs. I was very, very scared. I heard another voice. It said, "I'm in the kitchen." I walked in there. Suddenly, I was hit with a baseball bat. My leg was broke. I did a backflip when I was hit. Everything was pretty much blur. I was hit again, and my mouth started to bleed. I started to act like I was dead. He didn't believe it. I got hit 12 more times, then I escaped. I got his name tag. His name was Jordan Ryan Scott. It was my cousin. He probably thought I was an intruder. Since he thought that, he did not have to go to jail. He was very lucky. Still, I thought something is in that house.